This is 89.3 HD, WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. The race for Senate is just starting to heat up. Senator Mary Landrieu's campaign started running a new TV ad recently, and Congressman Bill Cassidy, who is challenging Landrieu for her seat, released his first TV ad this week. Each spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to air, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com, wrote this week about how the floodgates of campaign fundraising are opening up in Louisiana. Good to have you here, Jeremy.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You wrote that it was not too long ago that it cost about $7 million to get into the governor's mansion and about $2 million to get a congressional seat. When was that? When were those golden days?
Well, really before super PACs and unlimited spending and third-party groups started to get involved, you could have a pretty hard figure for seeking an office. But once these outsider groups really started to have an influence, you know, that number became a moving target. Because if you're the kind of candidate that can attract super PACs, it can become fairly inexpensive to get elected to a high-ranking office. And that's the trick these days is to attract the attention of these third party groups and these super PACs. I think one of the best ways to do it is to take on an incumbent that special interests want to see toppled, like we're seeing in the U.S. Senate race. And it's a unique position because all of this outsider spending is usually applied to demonizing a candidate on behalf of another. And so in the case of Bill Cassidy and Mary Landrieu, we haven't seen them on TV attacking each other. Normally in a race that's this heated, that has such narrow margins, they would usually be at each other's throats. But what's happening is outsider groups are doing that for them. They're getting up on air and conservative groups are going after Landrieu and liberal-leaning groups are going after Cassidy, so the candidates don't have to spend as much money going up on TV and doing that. And it's also the reason that, you know, Bill Cassidy is just now going up on the air for the first time. Landrieu went up shortly before Christmas, and then there was a considerable downtime before her next commercial went up.
You're saying that these ads may be a little warmer and fuzzier than we've seen from other kinds of political ads in the past, but maybe we shouldn't really be feeling all that good about these feel-good ads.
Right, and the reason they are warm and fuzzy, at least at this point, and I think that's going to change the closer we get to the election, is that these super PACs and these outsider groups are getting down and dirty on behalf of the candidates and allowing the candidates to keep their hands clean. And that's really the biggest trend. And these outsider groups and these super PACs are the reason why this Senate election will be the most expensive election ever waged in Louisiana history. And looking towards next year, to the next year's governor's race, there's just as much outsider interest in that race. And we could very well see possibly, you know, just as much money spent on that race, if not more. There's no telling where this trend is going to head over the next 2 years.
What is the outsider interest in the governor's race?
There is a super PAC, the Fund for Louisiana's Future, has been created to support David Vitter's run for governor. And a super PAC cannot coordinate with the candidate. There can be no communications whatsoever. However, there are no prescripts on candidates actually donating money to those super PACs who are supporting them. And few of us even knew that until February when David Vitter donated, in my opinion, what was the vainest donation of the election cycle, $100,000 to the Fund for Louisiana's Future, which is going to be supporting him next year. Now the Louisiana Republican Party and the RNC have teamed up to file suit in federal court to obtain unlimited contributions for their independent expenditure accounts, which are currently capped. So now we're seeing an effort by the state parties to have these unlimited donations like super PACs, but they don't want to be called super PACs because if they're called super PACs, then they won't be able to coordinate with their candidates. So between the super PAC getting involved in the governor's race and the state party wanting to get that unlimited contribution limits, this is a trend that we're seeing on the state level. And the way these things work is they do trickle down. I mean, I think it's conceivable that we'll see this in the legislative races, and it'll probably be much broader strokes. It'll be like a conservative group perhaps trying to elect more conservative members to the legislature. But I think we'll eventually see that if these trends continue, these campaign finance trends, that it will eventually make it down to the local level in some races. I mean, New Orleans, you know, some of the metro council races, city council races there, you know, are just as heated as legislative seats.
So what will that begin to look like when you start to get to the state level or even the legislative level with this money? How does this begin to affect how state politics actually functions or plays out?
When it comes to the contribution and the money side of this, it is the Wild West of politics, because there are no limits and there are no rules on the contribution side. And so you're going to start to see donors, major donors, who, you know, why would these major donors nickel and dime their influence when they could stick $1 million into a focused effort? What's happening is that the super PACs are creating competition for the state parties in terms of raising money. You know, when it comes to ideas and policy, I think that the parties still have an upper hand in reaching their constituencies and in moving policy through the legislature. So I don't know if we're necessarily at the point where the super PACs are undermining the parties, but they have already created competition in terms of raising money. And that's one of the reasons that the suit has been filed in federal court to give the state parties unlimited fundraising capabilities for independent expenditures. It's a sign that they're striving for self-preservation. They're trying to protect their turf. So that's the immediate influence.
Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF.